I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because of a drought that almost lasted a half century, those teams are revered. They are held onto forever. And what happened today doesn't take away from the greatness of those teams or the meaning that those teams have in U.S. hockey. But what you saw today was the build of a generation, inspired perhaps by that team that lost in 2010 in Vancouver to the Sidney Crosby golden goal in overtime. Or the team where TJ Oshie had all those shootout goals in 2014. That's when these guys were doing what you're doing, watching on TV. And they were young, and they were living the dream. So for all the young people out there, not just the hockey, but all the Olympics you've watched, those dreams are formed now. Go chase them and go get them. Because our country loves sports, and it brings us together unlike anything else. And if you didn't know that, if you haven't been watching the last 2 weeks, you saw it in Team USA Hockey, winning the gold over their arch rival Canada here in Milan to wrap up these 25th Olympic Winter Games.
Ah, very well said by the great Mike Tirico. How would you like to be that guy? So good at his craft. Nice guy, too. Met him once or twice. And in a moment like yesterday morning, into the late morning, where tears are kind of welling up in your eyes, if you have any emotion, if you have a heart, if you understand people and achievement and accomplishment and history and overcoming all the odds, the U.S. men's hockey team defying the reality, and that was that they were severely outplayed without Sidney Crosby, Canada's team captain. They should have lost 8-2. And instead, they are gold medal winners. Thanks to Jack Hughes in overtime. Sure, 3-on-3 gimmicky Tuesday night, mid-January style in the NHL. Thanks to Matt Bundy. And thanks to Connor Hellebuck. Imagine being Connor Hellebuck and being the starting goaltender of the Winnipeg Jets, where they take hockey very seriously, and having to go back and say, I just want a gold medal, eh? Imagine being Austin Matthews, the captain of the very disappointing Toronto Maple Leafs. Sorry about that, eh? Would you like some maple syrup with your hotcakes? Wow. Outplayed, thoroughly dominated in ways. And Team USA doesn't really bat an eyelash, and they win the gold medal in Turin. In Milan. Sorry, Turin was the other one. Wow. I mean, there's so many things to unpack here. 46 years go by in between winning gold medals for the U.S. men in hockey. 3 days after, the U.S. women do the same thing and beat the same opponent in essentially the same style to think that we, in America's capital, the capital of the United States, we in the United States are the champions of the free world in hockey. It's so cool for a guy like me who has championed hockey just about as loud as anyone in the non-hockey media, in the mainstream media, where I have fought people over basketball, both college and pro, where I have, obviously, I embrace football. I love football. I don't like the NFL and their rulership and their monarchy, but where I have fought over and over and over again with people about television ratings and interest and what Americans aren't seeing and why Americans are just pig-headed and not realizing the greatness of the game. To see what happened on Thursday and then what happened again late yesterday morning in Milan to the same opponent in similar fashion, not exactly similar fashion, but similar fashion, is just amazing, right? It's just not a miracle on ice. No, no, no. That's already been done. Not a miracle in Milan. We had the Milan miracle on a couple of months ago. Santino Marella from TNA Wrestling, the Milan miracle. No, this wasn't a miracle in Milan. This was simply survival. And there are already some people that I've talked to this morning that said, well, wait a second, this is the most Chris Russell thing ever, to try and take the shining moment from Team USA, a great achievement, and to try and minimize it. I'm not trying to minimize it. I'm trying to be honest and real. I was on the edge of my seat, trying to pack my hotel room in Ohio. We were watching it at breakfast with a group of 20 people. Watching it in the hotel room. Trying to go in and out during commercial breaks. Watched it all. Had tears pouring down my eyes when Team USA brought out Johnny Gaudreau's kids. When they lined up arm in arm and watched the American flag go up. I and Tobias Aloysius Altizer were one. We were kindred spirits. We were both wearing our Team USA jerseys, both beaming with pride. As you know, there is no bigger fan of Team USA than me. As you know, you should know that already. You should know that already. What a day. A momentous occasion in Milan. How about Milan momentum? Into the LA Summer Olympics, into the next Winter Olympics in 4 years in France, 8 years in Salt Lake City, Utah again. The NHL is back in the Winter Olympics. Can't imagine it's going away. Then again, didn't think it would go away the first time. It did. It's back, baby. Better than ever. And the U.S. flexed its muscle. They won survival of the fittest. 41 saves by Connor Hellebuck. American-born, Canadian-made Connor Hellebuck. Hey? Jack Hughes, the Flying Hughes brothers, had two teeth, two chiclets knocked out on a high stick that caused a double minor penalty that Team USA could not capitalize on. 3-on-3 in overtime. I don't love 3-on-3 in overtime for the gold medal, just like I wouldn't like it in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but I don't get to make the rules. Neither do you. We just watch. And open ice is a good thing. A puck battle won by Zach Werenski of the Columbus Blue Jackets, one of the two players that skated over to grab his former teammate, Johnny Gaudreau's young children, I mean, there's Jack Hughes, there's Quinn Hughes, there's every Hughes in the world. And now, they're American heroes. And he is an American hero. If you don't know Jack, you don't know Jack. Right? If you don't get it, you don't get it. Jack Hughes plays for Josh Harris's New Jersey Devils. That's right. He does. Born in Orlando, 24 years old, 5'11", 175. 12 goals in the regular season. He'll never score a bigger one. Well, except maybe to win the Stanley Cup, which the Devils still have some work to do. I would argue, this could be me, that scoring the game-winning goal, especially in overtime, in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, or even Game 6 or Game 5, I suppose, would be bigger to win the Stanley Cup. But when we're talking about international competition, when we're talking about America versus Canada, when we're talking about building and growing the game of hockey continuously in the United States of America, to where hockey is becoming and has become part of the very fabric of the American sports culture, which, of course, was started way back in 1980 with Mike Ruzioni and the Miracle on Ice, but then was a slow burn and sometimes a fast burn, sometimes an ash burn, sometimes a slow build throughout the years, many foreign influences, winning Stanley Cups, perhaps none greater than Alex Ovechkin in 2018, and Canadian-born Sidney Crosby three times over, and so many others. And while Jack Hughes has not won a Stanley Cup yet, Jack Hughes authored, arguably and almost surely, the greatest goal he's ever going to score. Not bad, huh? Not bad. Not a bad family. Number one overall in 2019. Not bad. All right. So that's obviously how we open on this Monday, the day after. Simply your reaction to what it means to you. What it means for hockey in the United States. Are we overselling it? Does it change anything? I think it does change some things. I think anytime you're asking the American media to support something, to push something, to get on its grand pedestal, you have to have success. You have to have something captivating. You have to have something that people can bite into, whether it be controversial or whether it be celebrated. And in this case, it's not controversial, it's celebrated. But this, hopefully, will drive some momentum into March and April and the Stanley Cup playoffs, so that hopefully the Stanley Cup playoffs, in all their grandeur and glory, in all of their intensity, far more intense than any other playoff, any other bracket, any other tournament, hopefully it doesn't get pushed to the back burner like so many in the media try. But then again, I did see some evidence that we're right back to square one this morning already. I'll have that for you next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, just getting rocking and rolling. Your reaction, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch up behind the net. And it's Werenski. Now Jack Hughes puts it around the car. United States with numbers. Back across it comes. Jack Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States. For the first time since the 1980 miracle, the United States takes the gold. Jack Hughes beating Jordan Bennington.
Good mix, Mac. Well done. Kenny Albert, NBC, and recent guest of this show, Eddie Olczyk on the call as well. Shout out to my guy, Eddie O, who will get on the horn as soon as he gets back from Italy as Team USA survives. And really, that's all you can say. They won fair and square. They survived. They were not the better team on ice in terms of performance yesterday. And that's okay. Sometimes this is what's great about sports. Mike Tirico, we opened up the show. And by the way, our guy Jason and Laurel shouted AMAC out for, again, great music selection, great opening to the show. I have very little involved in that. AMAC mixes it all together, and I trust him, and he does a great job. So we want to make sure that he obviously gets all the credit, not me. But as Mike Tirico was kind of talking about, what brings us together, what we celebrate, the fabric of our lives, sports, right? It's a unifier. Now, sometimes it's a great divider, right? Sometimes, as we know, it's very polarizing. It's very negative. It's become increasingly very political. It is about money and greed and all of that. Everything that's wrong. But sometimes, and maybe more than sometimes, we get moments like we got yesterday morning, like we got on Thursday afternoon, when the U.S. women were close to losing. We were wrapping up the show, and Hillary Knight tied it, and then just as we were going on the air, off the air, and I stayed around to hang out with Ben Standing to talk about it. They scored the game-winning goal in overtime, just like Jack Hughes did yesterday. Pretty quickly, too, into overtime. That's what happens in a lot of cases when you have 3-on-3. But sometimes that great unifier doesn't always last, right? It becomes a memory etched in our heart, in our mind. You will see that game-winning goal, that moment, carrying Johnny Gaudreau's jersey, bringing out Johnny Gaudreau's kids for the photo, for the team photo, you will see Zach Werenski winning a puck battle. You will see Matt Boldy's opening goal with a bouncing puck. You will see Connor Hellebuck's amazing Braden Holtby-esque Game 2 Stanley Cup Final 2018 type save on Alex Tuch. You will see these images, you will see these videos, you will see these memories forever. Etched in our mind, etched in our heart. The NHL hopes that you remember them and celebrate them by watching them, by caring about them in their normal day-to-day existence. If you became a Connor Hellebuck fan and didn't know who Connor Hellebuck was or who he played for because he was the gold medal winning goaltender and he made an unbelievable save, the NHL, me, I, whatever little I'm worth, hope that you might actually go, oh, man, you know what? Connor Hellebuyck's playing for the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to watch the game on ESPN+. Or you might watch a New Jersey Devil game and go, wow, American hero, Jack Hughes. Or maybe Jack Hughes one day gets traded to the Washington Capitals like TJ Oshie did. And he becomes and is an American hero, and that follows him his entire career. And we talk about that play, that moment, that sequence, that everything. But here's the thing. And I wouldn't be me if I'm not honest. Okay? Number one, as I mentioned, Team USA did not, they got outplayed. Whether they deserve to win the game or not, that's a matter of your way to look at things. Okay? I saw a big debate, a former NHLer, I forgot, Jackie Redmond weighed in, who's, you know, obviously a tremendous hockey ringside reporter and does WWE as well. So I know Jackie well and her career path well. And she was like, you know, I absolutely agree. I've never agreed with you more. So on and so forth. And that was the notion that a team deserved to win or deserved to lose or didn't deserve to win or didn't deserve to lose. And sometimes those words get thrown around pretty casually. I don't know if Team USA didn't deserve to win yesterday. I don't know if they deserved to win yesterday, but I know they won. And that's all that matters. And that's all that matters. They didn't win by cheating, or at least as far as we know. They didn't win by a terrible call. They didn't win because they got a freaky bounce. Sure, Canada almost won at the other end right before. But they won. And they won fair and square. Werenski made a great play on the other side of the ice near the faceoff dot boom, and Hughes was there to slam it home. A moment like this, and then what happened afterwards with the Gaudreau kids skating around with Johnny Gaudreau's jersey, his family bawling in the crowd, standing arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, watching the American flag go up, hearing the anthem, is a moment that, you know, if you have a pulse, you'll remember forever. If you have a pulse, if you have blood flowing through your veins, it'll never leave. And then, fully expecting, wanting to see how First Take handled it this morning, wanting to see what the great sports pioneer, icon, pillar of society, Stephen A. Smith, the next president of the United States, had to say about Team USA. I had to wait 7 minutes so that he could opine about the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers and Jaylen Brown on a meaningless Sunday night. What? Stevie, you want to run for president? You should have been Mr. America this morning. You should have been wearing a top hat. You should have looked like Uncle Sam instead of little Stevie. Instead, I had to get a 7-minute breakdown on the Lakers barely showing up at home against the Celtics and against Jaylen Brown's wealth? Come on. What an absolute disgrace. I mean, thankfully, they brought on PK. They found PK Subban. They dusted him off and found him via video conference. Not like he was late to the studio because of weather. They had to dust him off to get to him second. because that's what that show does, is they dismiss hockey. They put it on the back burner because they don't know anything about it. They don't care about it. They don't have a passion for it. And they do what many in the media does. I don't know anything about the game, so I'm not even going to try and watch it. Hey, man, I don't know everything about soccer. I watch a lot of soccer. I don't really like golf. I watch golf. I didn't know anything about NASCAR 20 years ago when Sporting News Radio, then owned by the late Paul Allen, asked me to do a NASCAR show. And this New York kid did a NASCAR show and did it damn well, by the way. It's called trying. It's called putting in an effort. It's called being a pro. It's not called, ratings. It's called actually doing your homework. It's called actually understanding what your audience wants and needs. The morning after Team USA wins gold in men's hockey for the first time in 46 years, and you lead with a meaningless mid-February Sunday night basketball game between the Lakers and the Celtics, because that's what you know and that's what you care about, over Team USA winning the gold in Milan? What an absolute travesty. An absolute joke! Time for a trending alert right here, right now, and then we'll get to your calls. 301-230-0980. You want to comment on anything I've said? You want to add your own salt and pepper to it? I don't know where this takes hockey in America. It doesn't have to be taken anywhere else because it's already the number one most popular thing in Canada and in many places on Earth. In America is what I care about and what I know, because it's where I live, and it's where I was born, and where I was raised. And I was only 7 years old when the Miracle on Ice happened. I didn't understand the significance back then. All right, on the Team 980, time for a trending alert. All right, let's start with the Wizards, who lost last night to Con Canupel, and the Charlotte Hornets, who went bombs away from three-point land and beyond, snapping the Wizards' two-game winning streak, and ironically enough, helping preserve some positioning for the bottom four. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant says he plans to play for Team USA in the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles for men's basketball. He'll be approaching 40 years old when that happens and when that comes around. Obviously, everybody thought just a couple of years ago in Paris that that was it for Durant, but he is saying that the media wrongly projected that, and that narrative is incorrect. And maybe Steph Curry and maybe even LeBron James will join him. Who knows? We will see. All right, that's the Kevin Durant Team USA story. Meanwhile, the Suns will be without Dylan Brooks, one of their key cogs, for 4 to 6 weeks. He has a broken left hand, suffered Saturday against the Orlando Magic. Caps not in action until Wednesday against the Philadelphia Flyers. Tom Wilson and Logan Thompson making their way back from Italy after coming up as silver medalists in Milan yesterday. And that's what's trending.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch up behind the net. And it's Werenski. Now Jack Hughes puts it around the car. United States with numbers. Back across it comes. Jack Hughes wins it! The golden goal for the United States! For the first time since the 1980 miracle, the United States takes the gold!
Once again, Kenny Albert on NBC. Indeed, the golden goal by Jack Hughes yesterday in Milan as Team USA wins for the first time in men's hockey in 46 years. Since 1980 and Mike Ruzzioni's miracle on ice. I may have missed it. I didn't see Ruzzioni on any of the coverage. I don't know if he was there. I didn't see him. I didn't hear a lot about him. Now, I can't watch everything. I, you know, got a life. The games were on at 3:10, every one of them, until yesterday. Right? So we're doing the radio show. I'm driving home. I'm trying to watch it. My phone won't stop ringing. I can't watch everything. I didn't see Mike Ruzzioni once. Again, could have missed him. I don't know. AMAC reminded me, I forgot this little news nugget in the trending alert. And it is not so little. It's fairly significant. Kyle Pitts, reportedly, is getting the franchise tag from the Atlanta Falcons. And that's being widely reported now. I don't know who was first. Maybe it was Rappaport. I can't remember. Jordan Schultz has got it. Schefter's got it. They all got it now. 88 catches last year. 928 yards. Only second among tight ends last year. And 5 touchdowns. A career high. And everybody said, Kyle Pitts, overrated, overhyped. Until this year, they were right. The problem, Atlanta was so damn inconsistent and so just all over the place. And then obviously the injury to Penix and Kirk coming and being dusted back off the shelf. And not making the playoffs hurts the perception that Kyle Pitts created for himself, which was inconsistent, tantalizing, just doesn't do enough. Well, last year he did enough. Well, maybe not enough because Atlanta didn't make the playoffs. They had a great defense, a great tight end, a great running back. But they still didn't have enough to win a weak sauce division. Again, that's not Kyle Pitts' fault necessarily. I guess if he would have had 7 touchdowns instead of 5, maybe they would have won an extra game. But you get the point. Kyle Pitts apparently not going anywhere, which means a guy like Isaiah Likely. His stock goes, zoom. It already was going to be high. It already was going to be high because we know what tight ends mean in the National Football League. And we know what they do for a great offense, right? And no offense, you know, Travis Kelce's 35 years old and more interested in, you know, being a boy toy for Taylor Swift than he is playing football probably. David Njoku's a free agent. He's going to make some money. There's no doubt about that. He's already making pretty good money. Dallas Goedert's a free agent. Austin Hooper. Noah Fant. All guys that are free agents at that position. But nobody has the natural talent and ability of Kyle Pitts. The difference is he finally, whether because of injury or hype or whatever, he finally delivered. He finally saw it culminate into a great season individually. And because of that, the Falcons are like, wait a second. That guy's going to make a ton of money on the free. He's going to have a ton of interest on the free agent market. We got to keep him. We got to temporarily tag him and hope to work out a long-term deal. And don't forget, Matt Ryan is now in charge of football operations in Atlanta. They're supposedly going to clear out some money with Kirk Cousins' contract. We'll see what happens with that troubled James Pierce guy, who was a monster wrecker in pass rush, and then seems to be a monster in his real life. But anybody that thought the Commanders would have an opportunity to go after Kyle Pitts, that pretty much went out the window today. Because even if they wanted to try and consummate a trade, they don't have the resources to pay him financially and to trade Atlanta what it would take, even if Atlanta wanted to do that. So forget about that. I suppose you have to leave like a 0.5% sliver in case something happens, goes wrong, changes. But forget about that for the most part. Get that out of your mouth and move on. All right, let's knock down a couple of calls here. I am desperately trying to stay away from the politics of what happened yesterday, because there was some politics yesterday. I think you all know what I mean. What I will do is let you hear a congratulatory call to the men's hockey team and the locker room. And what we will take from it is a sports and societal issue. That is different than pure politics. The other situation that I'm referring to is more political. That's not our purpose here. But when somebody that is a politician says something that quite honestly is demeaning towards another section of society, in a sports context, it has to be brought up. It has to be acknowledged. It has to be mentioned. Some things don't have to be mentioned. I think you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, reach out to me, I'll tell you. Or get out from underneath your rock. Or some things have to be mentioned, or some things can just be acknowledged but dismissed. That's what I'm doing with one. That's not what I'll do with another. But first, we knocked down a couple of calls. Our guy AP in DC to start off the show. What up, AP?
What's going on, Russ? I'm going to just go ahead and get right to it.
You sound exasperated. What's wrong, babe?
Oh, no, man. You know, I'm at work. I was telling A-Mac when I was a whole, I was, you know, fighting the sand, man. You know, weekend hangover.
I got you.
But, I'm glad you mentioned all of this, because I know exactly what you're talking about. I saw the locker room video.
Yeah.
But before I touch on that, you know, shout out to the men's and women's hockey team for both securing gold. Connor Hellebuck, like, definitely shades of Braden Hopi as far as, you know, the save 2.0. You know, that definitely caught my eye yesterday. And just good on the team for honoring, you know, Gaudreau's, you know, children, and just honoring his jersey and, you know, paying homage to him and his family. That was real nice of them for doing that. But, there's a big-time issue with, you know, what I saw with that phone call to the team. You know, it definitely rubbed me the wrong way. I'm sure the team was just being polite and, you know, just, you know, being good sports. But at the same time, it's like, again, there's some bigger issues here. And to say those things, you know, again, I'll be vague because obviously, you know, I want to be coachable here. But, we got some things to work on. And, I mean, shout out to the country, you know, the men for winning. But we still have to touch on what reality is in this country and the issues that plague it.
We do.
You can't be proud to be an American.
There is no doubt about that. But AP, here's what I want to ask you, because I know how big of a hockey fan you are. You and I have met at Capital One Arena. I know what you're all about. What do you think this gold medal does for hockey in America? Does it do anything, or is it a short-term buzz and really not much other than that?
Again, with what's going on in the country right now, and as I was saying, you know, being me, I'll just touch on myself personally, being a 20-year vet in the military, still serving. It doesn't really hit like it used to hit when it comes to being an American and serving your country. Like, especially with the optics of what's going on in the country and what's even going on with the military, you know, being that the National Guardsmen are being, you know, activated to certain states. It's just optics. And right now, optics, even though the U.S. men's and women's team have secured gold and, you know, people are proud to be an American, but we as a country, you know, it's like we have issues going on right now that need to be handled. And, you know, as a soldier serving in this country and as an African-American, I'm just not as proud as I once was when I joined. And I'll just leave it at that.
I understand. And I understand your frustration and your disappointment. I mean, I'm trying desperately to not, I guess, you know, pop the balloon.
I don't want you, but this is sports. And reality is reality. And, I mean, sometimes the two will cross paths. And it's like, you know, your stance and your platform, it's definitely appreciated by the listeners, including myself. So, again, you know, it's a slippery slope that we don't really want to, you know, touch on. But, again, sports, politics, they will it will intertwine, and, you know, this is what it is.
It's a good way to put it, a slippery slope. Thank you, my friend, as always. Happy to have you on and your input. And that's coming, you know, again, I didn't put AP up to that, okay? Again, I'm trying as hard as I can. I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. I'm trying as hard as I can to just keep it to sports. You know, it is hard, though, to ignore everything. It is hard to ignore everything. But that's why I started with sports and the human emotion of it, because that's more important than the subtopics. But the subtopics are very much a part of the story, too. Very much a part of the narrative and how we'll remember it all. 10 in front of 2 on the Team 980 on this Monday, February 23rd, 2026, along with Hey, Mac, on the other side of the glass. I am the Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. More calls coming up straight ahead. Stay tuned.
And we're the gold medalists, so I'm so happy that USA Hockey's on top.
You not only have that as a reminder, you got that as a reminder, too. Did that just show about this game?
I'm lucky I'm from the best country in the world, and we got great dentists there, too. So I'm lucky I'm American, and they're going to fix me right up.
Standing there listening to the anthem, what's going through your head?
Just so proud. I'm so proud to be American. I'm so proud of this group. I'm so happy that we could win. You know, we have so many people here supporting us. We have so many people back home supporting us. And, you know, we're so thrilled with how this whole tournament played out. And, you know, just an unbelievable moment for you.
Yeah, I even missed a couple of chicklets, man. That's the great thing about hockey, too. You know, there's a bunch of sports out there where, you know, if you bite your cuticle a little too hard, guys are going on the injury list. Hockey, you got to stick to the mush. You have two teeth drop out, and then you come back and score the game-winning goal for your country. How about them apples? Did you realize, because I did not, and I beg forgiveness for not knowing this. I did not know this until yesterday. That the winning Olympic coaching staff, or any coaching staff for that matter, the losing staff with John Cooper from Tampa Bay and Team Canada, the winning coaching staff, Mike Sullivan, the Rangers head coach, longtime Penguins head coach, John Tortorella, they do not get medals. They have the memories. They're part of the accomplishment. I didn't realize that Herb Brooks didn't get a medal, I guess. I didn't know that. Why? I mean, I get that they didn't play, but they're part of the team. That seems incredibly shallow, doesn't it? I don't know. That rubbed me the wrong way. right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Jason and Laura, I wanted to give you a little more time, so we're going to take you right away at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We are making our way. We're going to have a special little guest stop on by. A little different change of pace because we got some fun things to talk about in the 2 o'clock hour. And we'll get to plenty of NFL and plenty of other stuff. So stay tuned. Stay with us. We'll be all over the combine throughout the week. Two special guests coming up from Indianapolis, plus Dan Quinn and Adam Peters speaking tomorrow. Stay with us on the Team 980.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.